Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop. I'm Jaco van der Merwe, and I am joined by the ever-ready Charles Bosch on my right-hand side here. We're staying with Buckies this week, and exciting news coming out at, where was it, Charles?
Thailand.
Thailand, that the new Isuzu D-Max, or should I say, just the updated Isuzu D-Max, was rolled out last week. But as always, here's Charles with all the details. Charles, first of all, what has changed?
Well, let's start with the beginning. So, for South Africa, we think that the D-Max has only been around since last year. So people might be expecting, why was it facelift now when it's still brand new? The reality is the D-Max was launched in 2019, but it only arrived in South Africa last year because of dramas regarding COVID that delayed the launch.
Let's just get on the same page here. This is the seventh generation you're talking about.
That's true, yes.
So the seventh generation made its global debut in 2019, but it only found its way to South Africa in 2022.
That's it. Okay. The previous generation model, the sixth gen, is still, of course, sold here as the D-Max Gen 6, but as a more workhorse-focused version.
So in other words, from 2019 to 2023, that would make it 4 years, which is around average.
That's a normal life cycle.
Yes. Okay. So, from there then, what has changed on this updated seventh generation D-Max?
You have to look very, very hard about what has changed. So they made some changes to the frontal design. The top spec V-Cross has a new blacked out aggressive grille.
Tell me they didn't change the dragon's eyes.
Tiny little bit. Not a lot, but just a tiny little bit. So that's been restyled. The tail lights have been restyled to appear, they call it a 3D L-shaped thing, which, without getting technical, so the clusters have been shaped in a sort of three-layer L-shaped. And then inside, you get a new, again, on the top-range models, you get a new digital instrument cluster, a full 7-inch digital instrument cluster. The two infotainment systems, the 7 and the 9-inch, have also been redesigned to what Isuzu calls as being more user-friendly. Those who are familiar with the current D-Max will know that there are shortcut buttons below the infotainment screens. Those have been replaced by touch-sensitive buttons.
In your opinion, is that a good upgrade? Were you a fan of the previous
iteration? I was a fan of the previous physical buttons, but with this new one, there's new volume dials, new two physical knobs, if you call it that, on the side, whereas this current one doesn't have it, which helps a lot. But you could also say, you could also argue it's been counterintuitive because they've now replaced the touch-sensitive buttons, well, the physical buttons with touch-sensitive buttons.
But it's not the first manufacturer to actually go back to a good old analog type turning.
Yeah. Volkswagen has been recently, they announced a lot of criticism, have gone back to physical buttons after a lot of criticism, not only from us as the media, but also from users with regards to the touch-sensitive buttons. So, and the infotainment screen has been refreshed to make it more user-friendly. So that is basically the exterior and the interior changes. And then on the four-wheel drive models, they've given it what they call a rough road setting, which they didn't go into detail of at all. So that completes the non-oily bit changes.
Oh, speaking of oily, let's go to the oily bits. Engines still the same, the 1.9 and the 3-liter?
Those are exactly the same. The 1.9 is exactly the same with 110 kilos and 350 newtons. The 3-liter diesel, also the same, 140 kilowatts and 450 newtons. However, if you believe what has come out also from Thailand a couple of weeks ago, both those engines could soon be a thing of the past. There is a rumor, unconfirmed rumor around that Isuzu is working on a brand new 2.2-liter diesel engine, which will phase out both the 1.9 and the 3-liter. The date of when this has happened has not been confirmed, but then again, Isuzu has not said anything outright to confirm it.
If should those rumors be true, the current platform, the seventh generation, Will that be the one accommodating the 2.2-liter engine, or will it be only the next generation?
It will probably be – that's one of the reasons that's unconfirmed. That's one of the things. It could potentially be that this current platform – that could accommodate those new engines, because the rumors at one point also said that that engine might be, there might be a 2.4 that could happen. But that eventually didn't happen, and now there's this 2.2 rumor. The other thing is, and I know people are going to say that, why you replace a 3-liter with a 2.2? Well, opening up to the 2.2 could have the knock-on effect of them perhaps introducing twin turbocharging, which is what Mitsubishi have done with the Triton, the new Triton. So keep the single turbo 2.2, replace the 1.9, and then perhaps slap another turbo on that engine and replace as a replacement for the 3-liter. But as I said, that is not confirmed. It wasn't mentioned by Isuzu. It is just purely speculative at this point.
Okay, let's go from speculative to more to current reality. When do you expect the D-Max? You said nothing's been said officially from Isuzu.
No.
When do you expect it to arrive in South Africa? Just ballpark figure. Date, 2025, 2026?
Maybe 2025, because at that point, the South African spec D-Max would only be 3 years old. Just for a tiny little bit of clarification, the difference between our D-Max and the one sold in Thailand, ours has got a strengthened load box made of stronger steel. The ride is different. There's subtle other changes. So perhaps only 2025, maybe, because this is just too early to be introduced to the country.
So that could probably then coincide with the arrival of the much-anticipated new Toyota Hilux.
That could potentially happen. New Hilux out 2024, 2025. It's not that been confirmed yet. But that will, in a way, place Isuzu on a little bit of a back foot, because the Hilux is going to be brand new. The D-Max will then be more than 5 years, five, six, 7 years old by then. But so we'll have to wait and see if that eventually does happen. Like
but,
I said, it had
but,
been
but almost in a way, it could be a little blessing in disguise for Isuzu to at least rival the new Hilux then with a slightly updated D-Max.
With an updated vehicle and with a brand new engine. If you look down Isuzu's current engine lineup, there's nothing. It's not just a question of upping the 1.9 in capacity and then making it a 2-liter. It will probably be a completely brand new engine, which is also rare for Isuzu. You seldom get new, completely brand new engines. So that will maybe be their best offering against the Hilux in this apparent 2.2.
Very interesting. As always, we will keep you up to date as soon as we hear more. And as soon as Isuzu confirms official dates, arrivals, pricing, specification, and the works. That was it from this week's edition of Pit Stop. I'm Jaco van der Merwe. I was joined by Charles Bosch. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.